Take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
CannabisRadio.com presents The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hey, this is great, man.
Well, on the earth.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Friday, October 21st, 2016, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the show, everybody, and welcome to the weekend. We made it once again through another week of marijuana reform, and it's getting so exciting as we're closing in on marijuana election night 2016. We are, what, 18 days away from the election? The most important vote in marijuana's history. Five states voting on legalization, four states voting on medical, and we will bring it all to you live on CannabisRadio.com with both audio and video feeds coming to you from Los Angeles, California at the Drug Policy Alliance Prop 64 Watch Party. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the middle of the hour, but first, let's talk about the very special guest we've got joining us on the show today. I'm excited to present to you a talk that I had with Tommy Chong just yesterday. We sat down and chatted for about a half an hour on various topics, his experiences in prison, his current health, and what he thinks of marijuana legalization, particularly Proposition 64 in California. Is he for it? Is he against it? You'll find out coming up at the bottom half of this hour in a very special discussion with Tommy Chong. Also coming up on the show today, we'll have time to get behind the headlines to take a look at a CNN report that claims that Colorado's marijuana potency is getting higher. The question is that a problem? Not for me, I'll tell you, but we'll find out when we get to the behind the headlines segment. But we start everything off today with the Cannabis Radio News. In the headlines today, we've got our first poll on Initiative 182 in Montana, the initiative to restore their medical marijuana program. We've got a problem with the ballots in Florida. Imagine that. Problem with the ballots in Florida, not including the medical marijuana amendment. We've got a look at Arkansas and the costs of its proposed medical marijuana programs in two separate initiatives that are on the ballot there. We've got good news coming out of Massachusetts with a high-profile supporter coming out in favor of their question to legalize marijuana. And we've got an interesting story out of Philadelphia where a high-profile fella got busted for weed at the airport. The most interesting part is what happened to him after he got busted. That's coming up in the Cannabis Radio News right after the top of the hour. Then in the second hour, we'll go into Toker Talk Radio. The phone lines will be open at 650-LEGAL-MJ. And you can call us and ask us questions, or we can talk about whatever topic you might want to bring up. The lines are open for you in hour two, Toker Talk Radio. Of course, they're open all the time. You can always dial 650-LEGAL-MJ. That's 650-534-2565 if you'd like to leave us a message that we could play back at a later time. Also in that hour two, we've got some new anti-reform ads from the opponents of the reform measures on the ballot. We'll play those for you. We've also got a look at the media in Boston, which is starting to debunk some of the craziest reefer madness claims about their question for legalization plan. And we'll also just round up some of the rest of the miscellaneous stories that have bubbled up throughout the week. We've got a look at some pot growers who are actually welcoming the advent of big business. We got another explosion to tell you about from marijuana processing. And you remember the guy who was in the "This is your brain on drugs" commercials way back in the 80s with the little frying egg in the pan? Well, we got some interesting news about him, too. It's all coming up on the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation, live and exclusive right here on CannabisRadio.com.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
earn your PhD in THC monetization with CannabisRadio.com. Don't be late.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
I'm Radical Russ from the Russ Belville Show. Keith Strop, the founder of Normal, is here.
The single most important victory will be California.
We've got Steve D'Angelo.
Well, the state of cannabis affairs in California is in flux.
The guru of ganja, Ed Rosenthal.
It's better for people to be using concentrates.
Weekdays live at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, exclusively on CannabisRadio.com.
The Russ Belville Show. Chat is for friends 18 and older. We expect our chat to be civil, mature, and free from excessive profanity. If you don't like these rules, there are approximately 6 billion other chat rooms with lower standards that you can visit.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
It's time for the Cannabis Radio News. Covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Cannabis Radio News is now available exclusively at CannabisRadio.com. Now your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. This is Cannabis Radio News.
This is your Cannabis Radio News for Friday, October 21st, 2016. The majority of Montana voters oppose the medical marijuana expansion proposed in I-182, according to a recent poll. The findings suggest that Montana is bucking the national trend of acceptance of the drug, and the campaign for the initiative says that its own data paints a different picture. A Lee newspaper's poll of more than 1,000 registered voters, conducted October 10th through the 12th, found that 51% of people responding said that they would vote no on the ballot initiative. It would restore access to medical marijuana for thousands of Montanans while putting in place licensing, product testing, and other restrictions. Of those polled, 44% favored the measure, leaving 5% undecided. The majority of Democrats and independents favored the initiative, the poll showed, but it wasn't enough to overcome Republicans, who came out 72% against I-182. A Florida lawyer is suing after a Miami-area woman's ballot was missing one of the election's highly debated issues, a shot to legalize medical marijuana. Karen Goldstein, the head of Normal Florida, received an absentee ballot earlier this month in Broward County. But the spot for the state's Amendment 2 was mysteriously blank. The measure is asking residents for an up or down vote on legalizing marijuana for medical use, part of a raft of cannabis-centered questions posed to residents across the country next month. More than 60% of voters need to approve the amendment for it to pass, and a lawyer has filed suit against Broward County officials, saying the ballots with it could cause irreparable harm and deny residents their constitutional rights. End quote. Quote, the end result of this error is catastrophic and cataclysmic, end quote, Norm Kent, a lawyer for the National Marijuana Reform Group Normal, wrote in a filing obtained by the Miami Herald. Competing proposals to legalize Arkansas medical marijuana would cost the state more to administer than they would create in tax revenue, state finance officials said Thursday, projecting they'd need as much as $5.7 million in additional funding if voters approve either measure next month. The Department of Finance and Administration said each proposal would generate nearly $2.5 million in sales tax revenue annually, though it warned it would take 18 to 24 months to reach that point. The department said the new tax dollars wouldn't be enough for the costs it and the Department of Health would face for overseeing the medical marijuana program. The analyst looked at estimated sales tax revenue from the dispensaries. It didn't include additional costs other agencies have claimed they would face if either measure is approved. The director of the Arkansas State Police, Colonel Bill Bryant, told the panel his agency would need $2.8 million in additional funding to hire new staff and buy new equipment if medical marijuana is legalized. The state crime lab has also said it would need additional funding if medical marijuana passes. Massachusetts Senate President Stan Rosenberg said he's backing a ballot question that would legalize the recreational use of marijuana in the Commonwealth. Rosenberg said he hopes he and fellow lawmakers can make improvements to the question if voters approve it, but he didn't offer specific changes. Rosenberg also said residents who want to cultivate their own marijuana should, quote, be able to have a few plants growing on your property, end quote. The November ballot question would let those 21 years and older possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana for recreational use and allow the home cultivation of up to 12 marijuana plants. Rosenberg's endorsement came as opponents of the ballot question reported a $1 million donation by Las Vegas Sands Corporation CEO Sheldon Adelson, bringing their fundraising total to $1.7 million. Supporters have raised nearly $3.7 million. Police say authorities cited a documentary filmmaker and former Philadelphia mayoral candidate after finding small amounts of marijuana. A police spokesman tells the Philadelphia Inquirer authorities found marijuana on Sam Katz on Thursday morning at Philadelphia International Airport. Katz said he was heading to Florida for a weekend fishing trip. He says he hadn't smoked marijuana in years and thought he would do so again. Katz said he put the marijuana in his suitcase and that the federal TSA officers found it as he passed through security. He says the officers seized the marijuana and gave him a $25 ticket. He also missed his flight and had to make alternative travel arrangements. Katz ran for mayor in the 90s and early 2000s. This has been your Cannabis Radio News for Friday, October 21st, 2016. I'm Russ Belville.
Forwarding the cause of legalization and research of the growing cannabis industry, one podcast at a time. The Cannabis Radio Network.
Oh, Lady Marijuana, lama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seed, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The regulation of marijuana means more money for schools.
Because our schools here in Nevada are so underfunded, this would be a great revenue source. Provide about $20 million a year extra for our school systems.
This tax revenue will be so helpful to all the education system throughout the state.
The measure specifically calls for all tax revenue to go into our education fund.
Vote yes on question two.
Vote yes on two.
Please, vote yes on two.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
We have to bring back law and order.
Okay, maybe you're high too.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
The world of cannabis is evolving at a frenetic pace. The Russ Belville Show gets behind the headlines to take a deeper look at breaking news in our Cannabis Focus.
Today in the Cannabis Focus, we're going to look forward in the world of legalized marijuana to how people and those who don't understand about it are going to react. What are the new ways they're going to try to restrict us in our right to use marijuana? And I'm beginning to see the start of this thinking in a piece that I found on CNN's health section. It's entitled "Colorado's Marijuana Potency is getting higher. And the highlights of the story are that there are currently no regulations in Colorado limiting THC levels, and the average THC content has dramatically increased in the past couple of decades. Their lead is that more than 2 years after Colorado began selling marijuana for recreational use, cannabis consumers have access to pot that is more potent than ever. And this framing of the idea that this potency is something to worry about, I think is going to start gaining some traction. I think as the people that are uncomfortable with marijuana begin to recognize that legalization is inevitable, they're going to start trying to find other ways to restrict our consumption and restrict our use of this. Much in the same way after Roe v. Wade was passed and abortion became a constitutional right, was recognized, the opponents of abortion knew they couldn't overturn it, so they just found ways to undermine it. And that's what I think is going to happen in the recreational cannabis market. This story goes on to talk about how there's different strains being produced, of course, and that the strains have THC levels that vary as low as 6% for some of the beginner strains, all the way up to 28% in some of these other strains. And the scientists and the reporters here are talking about how it just keeps getting greater and greater. There's one lab here that's referred to in the story, TEQ, that found a flower with 32% THC, with many of them talking about content being at least as high as 28%. Then they refer back to the National Institutes of Drug Abuse. One of their spokespeople talks about how the 1990s cannabis THC content was 3.7%. In 2013, it was 9.6%. And so on. But the general theory here is that the marijuana potency is increasing. And then once they've got that set up, the next section starts to talk about why that's a bad thing. The heading there is taking a health toll. And it leads with these increasingly potent strains hit inexperienced users hard. Talking about ER visits that are up and people that are having bad reactions to higher potency products, especially the edibles. And the problem with this is that they're conflating the higher potency of the flower with the way edibles work. The potency in an edible is variable based on how much concentration of the oil or flower you're putting into it. And it metabolizes differently in our system. The gut produces 11-hydroxy-THC, which is 9 times more psychoactive than the delta-9 THC we get when we inhale it. So it's a mixing of kind of an apples and oranges situation there. And this idea that the more potent marijuana is somehow going to be more dangerous is one that we're definitely going to have to get in front of. They mentioned in the story how Colorado had proposed a possible 16% cap on THC potency. There's other states that propose things like 35% flower, 70% concentrate caps. We need to get in front of this and make sure that regulators understand it's not the potency of marijuana that makes any difference whatsoever. It's your education as how to use it. We have products right now that are beer. They can run to 3-8%. We got wine that can range from, you know, 6-14%. We've got liqueurs that can range from 15-30%. And we've got spirits that can range from 30-50% or even more. And the thing is, we don't ban the 100 proof vodka because we're afraid people are going to chug it like they chug beer. We understand that there's an educational process there that people need to understand the norms of using these different substances. We put out a pitcher for beer. We put out a shot glass for vodka. And that sort of analogy and that sort of understanding is something we're going to have to get across to the people that don't understand what cannabis is all about. They need to understand that higher potency flower is actually a harm reduction measure. If someone is smoking marijuana and they're using a higher potency flower, they have to inhale less often, less smoke, to be able to achieve the same effect. We also need to let them know that this is being used by many people as a medicine. And reducing the potency of a medicine is never a good idea when we're talking about people who seriously need the effect of that molecule.
Ain't just me, by the way. I don't see you doing any better in the booty department.
Well, we'll talk sometime, Mr. President. And thank you so much for your service. I got to say, you know, President Obama, no matter what you think about the rest of his politics, has been pretty good on the marijuana issue, at least in the sense of standing aside and letting it happen, which is really about all a president could do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you a quick update on marijuana election night and then our half-hour talk with Tommy Chong.
Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in cannabisradio.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com. Doc Rob, the concierge for better living.
My guests say Razzie Berry. We're talking about nature, naturopathic medicine, as well as the concept of prevention and preventing disease.
Empower people to live a naturopathic lifestyle. Get to know your body, understand its rhythms, remove toxins, and use natural alternatives whenever possible. 90 to 95% of cancers are due to environment and lifestyle risk factors. I mean, that's a huge number. That means that cancer is preventable.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
You're listening to Cannabis Radio News' exclusive coverage of Vote 2016, The Path to Cannabis Freedom. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 22 after the hour, and we are getting so excited for Marijuana Election Night 2016. I was just involved in our conference call this afternoon, setting up some of the details, and it is getting pretty epic. We are connected with, I think it's about 40 different television affiliates for ABC, NBC, Fox, and CBS across the country, who will be carrying our audio and video feeds to report on marijuana legalization as it happens in their state, or marijuana reform, because it might be medical, as it happens in their state. And I just want to encourage people that are living in Los Angeles, Denver, Miami, Broward County, and what was the other one? Phoenix, to check out your local weekly paper, the LA Weekly, the Denver Westword, the Phoenix New Times, the Miami New Times, the Broward New Times. All five of those publications will be featuring a full page ad for our Marijuana Election Night 2016. And I'm hoping someone listening to me lives in one of those five places and will take a snapshot of the full page ad, maybe send it to me, get me a copy somehow, since I don't live in those areas. I'm sure I could probably get one from Cannabis Radio as well, but if you see it, just let me know. And I can't tell you who, but we are looking at having a pretty exciting co-host for the show from the mainstream news world, believe it or not. And we've got some celebrities that we're lining up for interviews throughout the night. I can't divulge who yet. I can't tell you who, but some pretty good celebrities as well. We'll also have some of our elected officials, like Congressman Blumenauer will be joining us. Congressman Rohrabacher will be joining us. We'll have the campaign spokespeople from each of the states talking about their initiatives. We'll have reporters at the campaign watch parties to give us the live reaction as the votes come in those states. And we'll also have activist interviews, and we'll talk to some of the opponents of these initiatives to get their take on what's happening that night. It's Marijuana Election Night 2016. Make sure you join us Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 3 p.m. Pacific, running through 9 p.m. Pacific. 6 hours running down all the latest election results. We'll take a break, and we're back with an extended interview with the legendary Tommy Chong right after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Coming soon to a city near you, Cannabis Finance Bootcamp. Get all your cannabis accounting, legal, and compliance questions answered by their knowledgeable panel of industry experts who want to help your cannabis business boom. Whether you're a grower, dispensary operator, or a newcomer to the field, your cannabis business needs Cannabis Finance Bootcamp. For information on upcoming events, visit CannabisFinanceBootcamp.com.
When legalizing safe, responsible adult use of marijuana, the most important question is how. By voting yes on Prop 64, adults 21 and over could only purchase marijuana at licensed marijuana businesses. And Prop 64 bans advertising directed at kids, requires strict product labeling, childproof packaging, and bans edibles that appeal to children. Smart provisions to safeguard our families. Learn more about the safeguards at yeson64.org.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Could be Russia, but it could also be China. Could also be lots of other people. It also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
Okay. Maybe you're high, too.
Hey, everybody. It's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
We must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical Rant.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to have joining us the legendary Tommy Chong. Tommy, welcome back, man. Good to hear from you.
Oh, it's good to talk to you again. How you been?
Great, man. It was good to see you up in Vancouver, British Columbia. We were there at the International Cannabis Business Conference. And what was it like for you to be able to do a conference on marijuana in your own hometown?
It was fun. It was exciting. You know, got to see a lot of old friends. And I love Vancouver anyway. You know, the weather is always so beautiful, always sunny and shiny and rainy. I love it.
Yeah, it was my second time visiting Vancouver, and I finally got a chance to wander through the downtown and visit the Weeds outlet there. And it's a really laid-back attitude there in Vancouver. It almost feels like it's legal there. Has it always been that way?
Oh, yeah. No, Vancouver has always been very special, you know. I think the Chinese influence has a lot to do with it, you know.
Really? Well, in
or the
what
multiculture,
way?
The multiculture, you know, aspect of it. Like, yeah. You can get every kind of food from Italian to Greece to the Middle East, everywhere, you know. It's all there. Vancouver is just a melting pot.
Yeah. Not that Literally. Way throughout the rest of Canada, though. They don't look too kindly on that.
Well, you know, Alberta is a little racist, you know.
Yeah.
And but you know, the great thing about places that are strict in one area, they always got a very counterculture underbelly.
Right, right. Kind of the repression makes us kind of bound mm-hmm. together and have our own culture.
Like when we started Cheech and Chong back in the day, Texas was very conservative, but Houston, Texas had a underbelly. Well, the Prairie Freak Brothers came out of that environment, you know. And so there was always the crazy hippies, but in the most conservative state.
Right, right. You know, I grew up in Idaho, something similar, you know, north end of Boise. There's always some area.
Oh, yeah, there was always a great party town.
No doubt. Well, you
yeah, because you had nothing else to do. You had to go, you know, hide in someone's very hip parent's home.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, you know, talking about the culture, you know, you mentioned the Freak Brothers, of course, you and Cheech and bringing up through the 70s and the 80s. As legalization is happening, though, and like this conference we were just at, we're seeing, you know, fewer heads and more suits. Do you worry about the culture changing and maybe us losing a part of that as it becomes more legal?
Absolutely not. No, I'm embracing it. I love to see the culture come back as a style, you know. There was a time when, you know, when a hippie was you wore a uniform. And now you go into high-end stores, you know, they got a hippie section,
right?
If you want to look that way. I love what's going on in the world, and we owe it all to the cell phone, by the way.
How's that? What's the cell phone done for?
Well, the cell phone has put the information at your fingertips.
Yeah.
You know, like you can fact check anything. Well, like they did with Trump's speech, you know, or the you know, what's it called? The what they just the debate.
Yeah.
You know, just as they would say anything, they would fact check it immediately.
Sure.
And so that's why marijuana got legalized so easy.
Yeah.
Because when you fact check marijuana, you find out it's good for so many ailments.
Right.
You can't. And it has no negative effects, you know, like alcohol does. You fact check alcohol and you find out what a horrendous substance it is.
Yeah.
Compared to marijuana.
Yeah.
And so that's why the world is going to change because of the cell phone.
Huh. Yeah, it's like you can't pull reefer madness on the Google generation.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you know,
But you can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say the other aspect in which cell phones have changed a lot is convincing a lot of white folks that, you know, police violence actually happens.
Yes. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like
truth. Everybody's under the camera now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been.
I love it. I love it. You can't hide that shit. Yeah.
You know, you famously or infamously spent 9 months in prison because of the whole bong sales and whatever they called that operation that took you down. Was that while you were there and dealing with, you know, correctional officers and the prisoners, was there this kind of awareness of how things are changing and people are becoming more aware of this police brutality? I mean, did the cops see more on edge or watching their P's and Q's?
No, not at all. I was in a Bernie Madoff prison. You know?
Oh, okay.
It was called Camp Cupcake because we had a lot of women guards, older women, you know, the very nice motherly kind of den mother types, and they were the guards, and they would perform, because in order to be in the camp you had to be totally nonviolent. To almost to the point where you had to be like a kindly old grandmother or grandfather. And so there was no violence. The only violence, every once in a while, there would be verbal between people. But any kind of physical violence, you were immediately driven over to the main prison, which was a maximum, razor wire, old-fashioned prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I spent a few hours in that prison waiting to be transferred. Actually, when I got released, they brought me over there as a holding area when I was released, and it was the only time that I was in a real prison. Other than that, I was in a dormitory, and I had access to everything. It was like I turned it into a religious retreat.
Where time well spent, then you came to some new understandings and epiphanies, I take it?
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. I really went on a spiritual quest. I ended up joining the Sioux Native Sweat Lodge Society.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
And I used to read the I Ching. I'd give I Ching readings to the inmates in there, and I really took advantage of my time. And then I hooked up with an old biker, a convict that had been in jail all his life. And he taught me how to do time in jail. There is a way, how to pass the time. And you play games, you play a lot of card games, and you play bocce ball, and then you get some kind of hobby where you build things, make things, leather working or all sorts of things, pastimes, you can read. And I used to look at sunsets. That was my favorite thing to do. And I started, one day and then the next day and then another day. I ended up watching every sunset for 3 months. It was to me, it was a personal record.
Wow. That's amazing. Just being able to make the best of your time like that. And we're so glad that nothing untoward happened. Although we'd had some rumors, we'd heard some stories while you were there about your health battles where, you had been treating cancer with cannabis and then you go into the jail and you can't use cannabis. And what's been the results of that? How are you feeling? How are things going?
Well, the truth was I got the cancer, I think, when I was in prison and not using cannabis. I never got diagnosed with cancer till 05, and that was a year after I got out of jail. Mm-hmm. And I had, it was a slow-acting prostate cancer that now I'm totally free and clean of it. Because when I got rectal cancer during Dancing with the Stars, I had to do the straight treatment, the traditional chemo and radiation. And while they were radiating the rectal area, they radiated the prostate area, and so now I'm 100% cancer free. Right now.
That is great
news. And feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling really good.
That is such great news. And you're 78, I understand, and just still kicking it, still really working hard. We see you all over the continent and doing those things like Dancing with the Stars you just mentioned. Of course, now with the campaigns happening, we got this election coming up, 5 states voting on legalization. Of course, California being the big prize. What's your stand on these legalization initiatives? Are you behind them? Do you think they're going in the right direction?
Oh, absolutely. Anything to take the criminal, penalties off cannabis. I'm for anything that does that. I tell people all the time, I do talks at these conferences and that, and I tell them, it doesn't matter what hoops they want you to jump through. We've been growing and smoking and using cannabis. We know what we're doing. Now the cops and the Justice Department, they got to learn what we already know. And eventually they will. All these, they're trying to, in some ways, trying to treat it like alcohol, and put restrictions on it and that. Like they do now, like in Denver. Yeah, you got legal pot, but you're not allowed to smoke it anywhere.
Yeah.
One of those catch-22 things, And so we come up with vape pens that you can smoke it anywhere.
Yeah.
So we don't, it doesn't matter. Whatever they throw at us, we can handle it, as long as they don't put us in jail and take away our belongings.
There you go. So the argument that I hear sometimes from people that they're worried about, big marijuana, it's going to be all these big corporations, it's going to squeeze out the little guy. Is that so? That doesn't sway you at all?
I'm looking forward to big government, big business, because big business is basically people with the ability to create a product on a huge scale and get it to people on a huge, a big scale, dealing with wheat or dealing with soybean or dealing with tomatoes. But the thing is, cannabis is more like a wine, and you have to treat it more like you do a good wine. And of course, there'll be some, you know, product that, you know, like they have now, you know, what we used to call dirt weed, you know, because there was a lot of dirt in it for weight. And there's a lot of, you know, not that great of a bud being grown. But, you know, what happens with our industry, and this is what I tell them all the time, is that we know how to grow it. We know how to sell it. We know how to use it, you know. And all the government needs to do is stand back and collect the taxes like good governments do. Now, if big business gets interested in it, I welcome it, because then what will happen, more because it's a hands-on situation. You don't have machines yet, you know, that will pick and clean the bud. That has to be done manually. And there's so much things that has to be hands-on. And so the bigger the grow, the more people that are going to be working. And the more people working helps the economy. So I love the fact that big business would be interested.
Excellent. Now, the other aspect coming up in the election, you mentioned briefly the debates that were going on, Trump and Clinton, the Republican Democratic nominee. But there's a sizable number of people in the cannabis community, especially younger folks, that are considering their vote for Gary Johnson or Jill Stein. Do you have an opinion one way or another on third party voting or the two major candidates as far as how well they're going to help the legalization movement?
Well, the thing is, if you vote for Jill or Gary, it's a wasted vote, basically. You know, you might, but a vote for Trump is a wasted vote, too, you know, because he's not going to help the cannabis industry at all. The only person that is in the position to help is Bernie, and now Bernie's backing Hillary. So I'm a Hillary backer. I want Hillary to get in, right, because she has the most clear-headed approach. Not only that, but we need a woman in the White House. You know, it takes away the penis pearl, you know, that we all look at. You know? The penis factor, you know, because that's what gets men in trouble, you know, and they can't control it. You know, it's an urge that Trump obviously can't control, and like Bill Clinton couldn't control.
Yeah.
And the only guys that could control it got us in worse trouble with the wars and nation building, you know.
Yeah.
So like Nixon and Bush. And so it's about time that we had women. And once we get Hillary in there, I'll bet you that the next president after Hillary will be another woman. Hmm. Because I can just see peace written all over everywhere, you know, with the female, because they won't let ego and macho get in the way of their decisions. They will make clear headed decisions like mothers do in a household. You know, I grew up with a very strong a mother that made sure my dad made the money, but my mother made sure that it was spent properly. And that's what we need in government. Now we need a Hillary in there that really cares about issues and cares about people. You know, we don't need a egomaniac in there that just wants to sell his Trump stuff, you know.
Trump stuff from China. Did you ever in your running around in your celebrity circles ever actually meet Donald Trump?
No, luckily I never hit that. I came close, I guess. You know, I used to go to 54, but I never went inside the club. I would hang outside because the street people were more interesting than the people inside the club.
That's interesting you mention that era, the late 70s, early 80s, that whole Studio 54 era, because I think of our opponents who are, you know, proclaiming that the sky is going to fall because all this legalization is happening and how it's going to make more people use pot or whatever. And I think, gosh, weren't they using a whole lot more back in, like, say, 1979? And it's not like the world came to an end then, did it? Do you see that at all?
No, pot is beneficial. I mean, anytime you got a substance that will help a 1-year-old child get over the effects of epilepsy. I don't think you can talk very bad about that drug, you know, because it showed that it's very gentle and it's very soothing and very healing. And so the more people use it, the more healing that will happen. There's going to be a lot of a big drop in addiction. You know, right now there's a big heroin epidemic going on, which Donald Trump, there's a heroin epidemic in Maine, and Donald Trump is insisting that the heroin comes from Mexico.
Yeah, right.
But the heroin obviously comes from the East Coast, Upper East Coast, probably from Canada, you know.
Yeah.
Like the heroin in Vancouver comes from China, you see. So, no, we're coming into a golden age.
Yeah. And now, as we move into this golden age, there's some call from drug reform groups that we should legalize all drugs, or at least decriminalize them all. And, you know, looking back to the Cheech and Chong era movies, there were more than just pot jokes in there. There were some cocaine jokes as well. What do you think about the other drugs? Should they be legalized?
Well, definitely treated as what they are. You know, they should be available in drugstores, you know. If you got a cocaine addiction, you should be able to get your doctors can get the cocaine, you know, or dentists, they can get cocaine. Eye doctors can get cocaine, you know, legally. And what has to be put out there is the literature, and you already have literature out there. The people that use cocaine, like Donald Trump, for instance, you can see he's a cocaine user. You know, he's got the cocaine sniff, you know. I mean, he's not public with it, but, you know, he had done business with a big coke dealer where he got him off the hook. So I think we can safely assume that Donald Trump, and especially calling for drug testing.
Yeah.
Because he confuses Hillary with himself sometimes. You know?
Psychological projection, I guess. So
yeah.
As we're moving forward with the legalization of cannabis, of course, it's becoming a more mainstream product. We're seeing some branding now of the products. And of course, you're involved in this. You've got Chong's Choice. Tell folks about Chong's Choice, what kind of products these are and where they can be found.
Well, probably found in any high-end dispensary. Chong's Choice, what we've done, we made a concerted effort to bring the best bud from the best growers to the market. And what we do, we have people scouring the areas for the best grows. And when we find one, we offer them a deal for our packaging. And so our packaging is right now the highest quality product you can buy on the market. And so we've got certain, there's a few, dispensaries that carry our product. We have our own display case and we guarantee that all the product that we sell are top notch. And if you're not happy, then you bring it back and you get your money back, or you can buy another product, you know, that might suit you. But we stand by our money-back guarantee, and we stand by our quality control, because for the most part, that's my expertise. You know, I test weed, daily. and it's fun, and I enjoyable, and that's what we do. You know, we're ensuring quality above quantity.
Excellent. Chong's Choice, you can find it. And I've got other stuff here that has some Tommy Chong branding. In fact, I'm smoking a joint rolled with papers from Futurola, some Tommy Chong rolling papers. Any other things?
Rolling papers. We got grinders, and there's Cheech and Chong bongs out there now.
Yeah.
And there's Cheech and Chong merch. And, you know, Tommy Chong, I'm on all of that stuff. And the Chong's Choice, and eventually I'm going to have an art show, and I'm going to show my recycled bongs, because what I do, I find interesting bottles, and then I make them into bongs, and they're very healthy, and you can clean them, and and it's good for the environment. And so I haven't got them on the market yet, but I'm going to wait and do an art show, and then I'm going to sell the proceeds of, you know, the art, bongs as art. And then I'm going to use part of the proceeds to help feed the homeless.
Very nice. Excellent. Where can people find out more about that? Is there something online they can look up?
Not yet. Not yet. I mean, I'm still in the process of putting a art show together. And so I'm going to wait till I have product before I start advertising it.
Yeah. Well, that's a great idea. I think a lot of people would like to benefit the homeless and, you know, get something from Tommy Chong. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. See, my bongs are real easy to clean. And that's always been my knock against bongs, you know, decorative ones especially. They're very hard to clean and they're easy to break. But with mine, if you break it, just get another one. You know, it's just, they're so easy.
Yeah.
So easy to make and so easy to and they give you the best smoke ever.
Fantastic. Check them out. Chong's Choice, available at finer stores throughout the legal states.
That's it.
Fantastic. That's it. Now, Tommy, on that aspect of this kind of branding, the celebrities getting involved, we've got Chong's Choice, we got Leafs by Snoop, Willie Nelson's got a brand, and in those cases I'm like, well, Willie's given his name and his fame and donations to Normal. You and Cheech were always out front, you know, kind of leading the charge to make it normalized. You know, Cheech with his Normal shirt in the movie, of course, and you know, Snoop got busted in Sierra Blanca, other places. But there's other celebrities get involved with this. I'm not going to name them, but that haven't always been on the forefront. They seem like they're kind of jumping the bandwagon without having put in the time or the dedication. Do you have an opinion on that as to whether or not, you know, some of this is legit and some of it's, you know, bandwagon jumping?
No, you know, we don't own anything. You know, it's open for everybody. You know, I love it. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. I've never been territorial about anything. You know, the one thing about pot is I've been at concerts where you just a joint gets handed to you by a perfect stranger.
Yeah.
And then you take a token, pass it on. You know, and that's the way it is with me in the pot world. You know, the more people involved, the happier I am. Mm. You know, I don't mind sharing at all, you know, because it's not about money. It's not about making a fortune of this, even though, you know, there is fortunes to be made. But you got to remember, and this is what potheads know, good, true potheads. Like with Snoop, it's about his music. With Willie, it's about his music. You know, with Marley, it was always about his music. And that pot helped him create music. So if anything, Willie would probably smoke a joint and create music. Money, it'll come. But but Willie is probably so wealthy just off his songs, and same as Snoop Dogg, you know, off their records. You know, well, look at Dr. Dre. He got $1 billion for his headphone company.
Yeah.
And so money can be a problem. Money can be a distraction. And the thing is, I'm not letting it distract me at all. That's why, you know, I make my bongs and I test them. You know, that's therapy for me. You know, it's keeping me young. It gives me something artistic to do. And something to plan and stay busy with. And so, you see, when you're in the weed business, and it's not going to go away overnight, you know, that day, you know, it was a racist law to begin with. And we're coming into the enlightened stage of our life. And there's going to be peace for, I would say, 1,000 years coming up, maybe in this generation, you know, when they figure out, you know, that, you know, no use bombing Syria anymore, you know, start helping the people and sharing, you know, and all the dictators, they're going to find out that it's not worth holding people back and holding them down. You know, it takes too much time and you're not enjoying life. And so what I see in this world is a world of sharing and caring.
Hmm. Let's hope so, and let's hope that legalized cannabis can help facilitate that. One last question before we let you go, Tommy. Of course, the election coming up, we mentioned all these propositions on the ballot, and one big news item that happens is happening tonight, Thursday night when we're recording this, is Jim McMahon, the former quarterback of the Bears that won the Super Bowl, is appearing in an ad. He's promoting the legalization initiative in Arizona, and I'm just wondering, you know, why don't we see more of the celebrities that we know are pro-weed, you know, the Seth Rogen or Susan Sarandon or whoever, why don't we see more of them in a promotional role trying to help these initiatives get passed?
Well, I don't think you need to. I don't think, you know, it doesn't help Susan Sarandon or Seth Rogen. It doesn't help them. You know, it helps me because it's my life. You know, I'll be the one. I'll take the hit.
You know, yes, you will.
I remember. I remember the time I heard that Baldwin. You know, what's his name that imitates
Alec
Trump?
Yeah, Alec Baldwin.
Alex Baldwin. Alex. I heard that he was a big Cheech and Chong fan, and so one time I was somewhere. I forget where I was, on a radio show or something, and I mentioned Alex Baldwin. And he took offense. You know, what makes you think that I'm for legalization? You know?
Oh.
And, yeah, he took offense at it. And so I realized that you can't really jump to conclusions. And people have to come out of the closet themselves, you know? And so I'm not going to out anybody. You know, I used to do that when I was on the radio before. And I would out, like, I'd be on television, and I would out people like Bill O'Reilly, you know, or Huckabee. I outed Huckabee one time, and I said that, you know, they said, I was on this right-wing talk show, and they said, oh, Tommy, you know Mike Huckabee. I said, oh, yeah, man, Mike and I went out to a strip club the other night, you know, and we had a table dance. I remember Mike was on the table, danced with the girls. And he just blushed, and he was all upset. And that's what I wanted to do, you know, with these guys. But as far as the celebrities, you know, it's their call. You know, I can only take care of Tommy Chong, and that's all.
Yeah, right on. Well, keep taking care of Tommy Chong, because we want to see much more of you and get you to see all these states get legalized someday. That would be just fantastic. Tommy Chong, of course, everybody knows who he is and what he's up to, but tell us what's coming up for you. Is there any appearances or movies or books or anything else we need to know about coming up?
Well, Cheech has got a book that's coming out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind promoting that. It's called I'm Richard, Not Cheech. And definitely not Chong. That's the title of it, I think.
How clever.
So let's promote his book.
Okay.
Let's promote his book.
Check out Cheech's new book coming out soon. And your website, TommyChong.com, is that right?
That's it.
All right, TommyChong.com. You'll find out more. Thanks so much again, Tommy, for speaking with us, taking this extended time, and we wish the best of luck to you and all your endeavors.
Okay, and you got my number, so anything and time you need me, you call me, okay?
You got it, Tommy. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's so nice to get to speak with Tommy, and now that we've seen each other, I don't know, 7 or 8 times over the past decade, I think he's beginning to remember who I am. So thanks for your number, Tommy. Appreciate it. And who knows? We may get to use that sometime. Folks, that's all the time we got for Hour 1. But, of course, stay tuned. We got Hour 2 coming up next. Toker Talk Radio. Phone lines open at 650-LEGAL-MJ. We're going to cover some of the new ads that are out from the opponents. We've also got some stories on marijuana explosions and the rest. For everyone here at CannabisRadio.com, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed. seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down.